Welcome to Everyday Law, a podcast of the Sacramento County Public Law Library. I'm librarian Kate Fitz, and this is Episode 7, Fire Protection in California.
Although summer is beginning to cool down, fire season is in full swing. It's a good time to make sure your home is protected by creating a defensible space around it. Not only is defensible space a good idea, but many people do not realize that it is the law in California. In 2005, Public Resources Code 4291 was changed to extend the defensible space clearance requirement around homes and structures from 30 feet to 100 feet from every building or structure that is used for support or shelter of any use or occupancy. Having proper clearance to 100 feet dramatically increases the chance of your house surviving a wildfire and also keeps firefighters safer when protecting your home. Defensible space requires you to remove all flammable vegetation and any dead or dying plants within 30 feet of each building or structure. You can keep single trees or other plants that are well pruned and maintained. This is called the Lean, Clean, and Green Zone. You are also required to create a reduced fuel zone in the remaining 70 feet or to the property line. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE, created a brochure that states, "Compliance to Public Resources Code Section 4291 is required by any person who owns, leases, controls, operates, or maintains a building or structure in or adjoining any mountainous area, forest-covered lands, brush-covered lands, grass-covered lands, or any land that is covered with flammable material and is within the state responsibility area. Owner, lessee, or operator must also comply with all existing environmental protection laws and must obtain all necessary permits." Starting at Section 51175, the California Government Code clarifies the very high fire hazard severity zones and describes in detail the classification of lands in the state in accordance with the law. If a very high fire hazard is present, public officials are able to identify measures that will retard the rate of spread and reduce the potential intensity of uncontrolled fires that threaten to destroy resources, life, or property, and to require that those measures be taken. Creating a defensible space is the cornerstone of the law in California. CAL FIRE has created general guidelines for homeowners to use when creating defensible space. You can get the guidelines plus brochures, a good and bad photo album, videos, and even a defensible space song on the CAL FIRE website, www.fire.ca.gov.
This episode of Everyday Law was written by librarian Robin Moltson and read by librarian Jen Richter. For links to the online resources mentioned in our podcast, visit our website at www.saclaw.org/pages/fire-protection.aspx. To subscribe to the Everyday Law podcast or check out our other services, visit our website at www.saclaw.org. Thank you.